Been provided.
Notice have been provided pursuant to the Open Meetings Act, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Well, this is indeed a historic meeting. We are so delighted to come together today in regards to our next president of NIU. And we are so pleased that although circumstances were beyond their control, that Trustee Coleman and Trustee Iosco have joined us. This whole process has been a unifying structure for the board, for the university. Our general counsel has reviewed the board's bylaws and advised that if the board formally votes to allow their virtual participation of both Trustee Coleman and Trustee Iosco will have all the rights and privileges of trustees as if they were physically present. Therefore, pursuant to our board bylaws, I am requesting a motion to allow both Trustees Coleman and Iosco to participate for attendance and voting purposes via audio or video conference for today's historic meeting. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. You know, there is no greater job for a trustee than the hiring of the president, within whom we then bestow the authority to manage this extraordinary university. I have said before that the coming together of the process was absolutely incredible. We had the participation of 28 members on the Presidential Advisory Committee, led by Vice Chair Bob Boy and Alan Rosenbaum. And those individuals rose to the occasion in the identification of candidates. This board then had the privilege of physical interviews with four finalists. And this board was so committed to one thing, the best interest of Northern Illinois University. Rarely do we have an opportunity to take charge more seriously than in a presidential search, which I have said shouldn't come more than every couple of decades. We just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
I'll second that.
As we have established the policies and procedures for the church, excuse me, for the search. Listen, I am the firmest believer in the separation. but it was a holy experience, I will tell you. We had the singular charge to find the best president to succeed an extraordinary president, John Peters. We did that. Plain and simple, we found that person. I want to offer some comments about the process because we have had critics, which has disturbed me personally in regards to our process. And we thought this was a good opportunity to review that process. As a public institution of higher learning, we are committed to transparency and openness. But we are also pragmatic and practical individuals. And it's very difficult to conduct such a search under total public scrutiny. And so what did we do? Well, our Constitution led us by the identification of the advisory committee. But we took another step, and that was to bring together stakeholders, representative of 10 major constituency groups, including, first and foremost, students, because they are our most important constituency, but faculty, other than those who were on the presidential search, the foundation, the Alumni Association. You know, we talk often about the triad at this university of the university, its Alumni Association, and its foundation. And we wanted to make sure that our actions spoke as loudly as our words. So their participation was highly coveted. But we also went another step further and understood that the responsibility of this university is to be a good neighbor and a good citizen. And so we had representation from DeKalb Sycamore community. That was critical to us. We had representation from the support staff groups. We had a full participation, as best as is practically reasonable, to participate in the identification of the new president. But when the board came together, I did make a comment and referenced one of our trustees, who's a past judge, and said we need to act in that capacity, which is we take things under advisement, we listen, but the responsibility to identify the president was in the hands of these 8 trustees. So for those of you who were more critical of the process, please understand that we tried to reach an equitable balance so that we could identify with some level of confidentiality candidates who were putting their jobs on the line as well to seek out this opportunity. We are confident that this was the best approach, perhaps different than 13 years ago, but this decade has been evolutionary. It's been more than 10 years. The technology just speaks for this. The interaction of individuals, the ability to communicate, it's a different world than it was 13 years ago. So we took the advice of our search firm, Parker & Associates, that did an exceptional job in identifying candidates, extraordinarily responsible job in identifying a pool of candidates. And we developed a hybrid model to be able to identify our next president. Therefore, it gives me great pleasure to move on to the business at hand, and that is approving the appointment of the 12th president of Northern Illinois University. I would like to welcome University Advisory Committee representatives who may be present here this morning. Dr. Rosenbaum, I know he's here because he joined us for lunch. Dr. Wass, Dr. Friedman, Dr. Lopez, Mr. Latham, Mr. Small. Again, the shared governance that you represent is more than at the heart of this university. It is within the fibers of this university. We are together, and we govern together, and we watch this university grow together. So we want to thank you at this time for your continued involvement, your continued support, and your participation, Dr. Rosenbaum, as a leader in the presidential search. Would any of you like to make comments at this time? Yes, Dr. Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As co-chair of the Presidential Search Advisory Committee, I want to thank the Board of Trustees for conducting a search that was inclusive with respect to the constituent groups at NIU and also respectful of our culture of shared governance. To our new president, I want to assure you that you were selected from an exceptional group of highly qualified candidates. On behalf of the faculty and staff of Northern Illinois University, I want to welcome you and your family to our family. We are confident that you are the right person to lead NIU forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Would the others like to make any comment? We have many friends here in this room. We have colleagues. We I'm looking at representatives of the deans and the faculty. But we have a very special friend here today. And I think that his presence here today speaks of his devotion to NIU, and that's Representative Bob Pritchard. Would you please stand and let us acknowledge you? Bob is kind of busy in Springfield right now. But I think that the fact that he took the time to come here on campus, to be here at this momentous occasion, just speaks of his devotion to his community and to the involvement of NIU in that community. So thank you, Bob, for everything you do for us. All right. This is the point in our agenda where we can recognize members of the public who have complied with state law and Board of Trustees bylaws by registering their written request to address the board with our parliamentarian. Mr. Blakemore, have you received any timely request to address this meeting?
No, we have not.
Okay, thank you. It gives me the utmost pleasure to present the appointment of Dr. Douglas D. Baker, currently the Executive Vice President and Provost at the University of Idaho, for approval to the board this afternoon as the 12th President of Northern Illinois University. Dr. Stover goes hand in hand with Dr. Baker. Dr. Baker brings a unique set of credentials to this presidency. He's an award-winning business professor, a skilled academic officer, and a researcher who has studied university leadership and motivation. We believe his background and expertise represents a strong fit with the needs of this university. As Provost and Executive Vice Provost of the University of Idaho from 2005 to 2013, Dr. Baker guided the development, implementation, and revision of the institution's strategic plan during a period of fiscal challenges. His collaborative management style was successful in shaping and overseeing a complex yet collaborative academic program prioritization process at the University of Idaho that created a stronger, more efficient university. Dr. Baker earned his bachelor's and master's degrees in business, industrial relations, and management from Colorado State University. He earned his PhD in business and organizational behavior and theory in 1983 from the University of Nebraska. And his teaching career began in 1981 at Washington State University, Pullman, where he was an assistant professor of management. He was appointed to lead the Office of Undergraduate Education and Vice Provost for Academic Affairs for the Washington State University System before being appointed Executive Vice President and Provost at the University of Idaho. Dr. Baker has taught courses in management, organizational behavior, organizational design, strategic planning, human resource management, and research methods. He won the MBA Faculty Teaching Excellence Awards. The honors were based on a vote of the MBA students for five times. Teacher of the Year, 1992-93, Teacher of the Semester in fall, an outstanding teacher. He also won Shell Oil Distinguished Teaching Awards in 1990 and 1984 from the College of Business and Economics of Washington State University, and he's a great storyteller, I can tell you that. His research includes numerous publications on organization strategy and structure, motivation and leadership, and sexual harassment. In 2010, he made conference presentations on Transformation, A Tale of Successful Planning and Prioritizing, and strategic planning and implementation under fiscal stress. Doug's wife, Dr. Dana Stover, is an accomplished scholar and university professor and administrator in her own right. Dr. Stover currently serves as Assistant Dean for Recruitment, Retention, and Assessment in the College of Business and Economics at the University of Idaho. She specializes in assurance of learning and assessment and pedagogical issues in management, education, organizational design, and organizational change. They have two daughters that we asked about at lunch today, and they are very proud parents of Hannah and Robin. And Hannah is a 2012 graduate of the Evergreen State College and works as a 3D artist in an animation studio in Oregon. And their youngest daughter, Robin, is a junior honor scholar at the University of Idaho, majoring in biology and minoring in statistics and natural resources. I want to share with the board, before we introduce Drs. Baker and Stover, Doug and Dana, to this campus, that probably one of the most significant comments that was made today was when we had our lunch, they both said, "We are so happy to be here." And we spoke of the NIU family. And I assured them that they would be embraced in a very warm and loving community. So, in this regard, may I have a motion to appoint Dr. Douglas D. Baker as the 12th president of NIU and authorize the execution of the presidential agreement?
Chair, may I make this a board's motion for the appointment of Dr. Baker? So I would so move that motion on behalf of the NIU Board of Trustees.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We heard you, Tony. That's good.
Thank you.
All opposed? Any opposed? No. The motion carries. Congratulations. One other motion before I ask you to go to the podium, because we'd like to put you to work right away. What have you been doing for the last 6-7 hours, you know? We need a motion to authorize the execution of a presidential transition consulting agreement that, can I finish?
Sure.
Just kind of for the record, that provides for up to 20 days of transition consulting services between now and July 1st, 2013, at a pro rata share of the base salary.
I'll still move it.
Okay. A second?
Second.
Second? Elliot, second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now, Doug, please go to the podium.
Thank you very much. Well, board members, Representative Pritchard, distinguished faculty, staff, students, alumni, I can't tell you how much this is an honor to be here today. We're just tremendously excited to get going. I want to express Dana and I's my sincere appreciation for the process that we've gone through and for the hospitality we've received. Over the last few weeks, I've been asked many times what draws me and Dana to Northern Illinois University. There are many reasons, but they come down to this. It's an incredible opportunity and an honor to be selected to lead NIU and unleash its potential and passion for this great university. We see it embodied throughout the NIU community. NIU's future success will be defined by how we shape the institution in three major areas: student-centered excellence, research excellence, and financially sustainable excellence. These critical areas can be summed up in a simple statement. NIU is big enough to matter, but small enough to care about the students that it serves. By that, I mean NIU has the academic might and diversity of which smaller institutions can only dream. NIU attracts nationally and internationally renowned faculty who work on cutting-edge research within and across their disciplines and share that knowledge through student-centered teaching and learning. NIU attracts and retains talented and caring staff members who provide transformational learning experiences for students inside and outside the classroom. For more than a century, NIU's been a vital and significant contributor to one of the most dynamic and geographically diverse regions in the country. NIU's strength in teaching, learning, and scholarship attract a strong student body who go on to learn, graduate, and lead successful lives and careers in the public and private sectors in this region and really around the globe. NIU is an impressive university, and its impact on the region, state, and nation, and indeed the world, is extraordinarily significant. And most importantly, NIU's potential is limitless. All of these assets I've just listed will help reshape the university's economic model and build a fiscally sustainable future to fulfill our mission. These are just a few of the many reasons that Dana and I are thrilled to join Northern Illinois University's family. In addition to the individual strengths of the faculty, staff, students, and alumni, there's also a very real sense of community on this campus and around the state. This was evident in the huge showing of Husky pride throughout the entire nation during January's Orange Bowl experience, a game we very much enjoyed watching. Anybody go to that? That was pretty fun. We ought to do that again sometime. What do you think? Go Huskies. Husky spirit is also apparent throughout the Vision 2020 planning documents. This is a campus eager to collaborate and work toward a common goal. And Dana and I relate strongly to the goal you chose: to become the most student-centered public university in the Midwest. We too embrace that goal and want to take it one step further. My vision is to build on the 2020 vision plan and make NIU the national model of a successful 21st century public university. One that develops a pipeline that cultivates excellence and student success from kindergarten through graduate school and works to ensure that its programs closely align with the needs of the region it serves. There is much work to be done if we're to attain those goals and ensure student success while they are at the university and following graduation. We'll need to work better at harnessing many of our competitive advantages, like commitment to engaged learning and our large alumni base in the Chicago region. We must develop a more sustainable financial model, one that's less reliant on state funding. Representative, I'm still looking for you to help us, though. We must re-emphasize a campus culture based on ethically inspired leadership at every level, and much, much more. It will not be easy, and yes, I'm aware of the challenges that threaten to distract us from our real mission. We're not going to let that happen, though. We will face those issues head on and resolve them. Most importantly, I will not let our challenges distract us from devoting our energies to our core responsibility, helping our students succeed in the classroom and in life. The success in attaining these goals will only be accomplished as we work together toward them. I think that sense of community of this university is going to really be critical as we work together and move forward. I look forward to working with our outstanding faculty, staff, alums, students, and other key stakeholders. And now for a few thank yous. First, I'd like to thank Jaron and Barbara Peters, who have given their all over the last 13 years to build a strong NIU. I also want to acknowledge the Board of Trustees. They are a talented and dedicated board who tirelessly give their time and expertise to move the institution forward. They, too, are one of the key factors that attracted us to NIU. All of these wonderful assets give me confidence that Northern Illinois University, for all of its triumphs and despite challenges, has its greatest days ahead. And finally, I'd like to thank the Presidential Search Committee and all that searched on it, Parker and Associates, and the various stakeholder groups who contributed their time and expertise throughout the process. Dana and I are excited about becoming Huskies and eagerly anticipate our July 1st start. Thanks so much for having us. It's a real honor to be here.
Doug. The Board of Trustees would like to invite all of you to Altgeld Auditorium immediately following this meeting for a welcome reception in Doug and Dana's honor. Our next regular full board meeting is scheduled for Thursday, June 20th on campus in DeKalb. This will be our current president, John Peters' final meeting, and we will honor his service at that time. They have a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Before I second it, I just want to alert Dr. Baker that this is an unusually short meeting of the Board of Trustees. Please don't get used to it. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're adjourned.
Good job.